Welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 13 today, and we have another In Conversation episode with Cathy Varner, all the way from France, joining me on the show. But I'm not going to tell you too much about it because you have to tune in and stick around to the middle of the show so you can actually hear this amazing conversation we had over the phone, of course, because Cathy couldn't fly into the studio from France due to COVID-19. All right, so let me tell you the six breakthrough artists and certified indie songs of the week. Or rather, certified indie songs of the last 2 weeks, actually. So we kick off with When the Whole Thing Is Over by an artist called Dondi. Now, Dondi follows me on Instagram, or was it Facebook, I think, and we kind of connected there. And this is truly one of the best songs I've heard all season. It's a fantastic song, and it somehow relates to the pandemic, of how it's going to be when it's over. You know, it's really a happy song, and I think a lot of people are going to love this particular song. So he kicks the show off for us. Number two is Your Red Dress, and the name of the band is Sons of Betty. Really cool name. It's got an old school kind of country-ish, folkish feel, but it's more singer-songwriter. You know, that's what I would call it. Some people might classify this as Americana or country or whatever, but I would go singer-songwriter because independent artists would stand a better chance on the charts if they would go with genres that are more specific, you know. So that's a tip for Sons of Betty. Your Red Dress, I really love that song. Number three is a song by our featured artist today, Cathy Varner, Ne le pas dormir. It's a very long name, actually, but that's in French, and my French sucks, but yeah, I hope that name came through. Cathy's going to explain more about it later, but so it's Ne le pas dormir, and it goes on, but it's a beautiful song, so Cathy Varner, and then she's, of course, joining me on our In Conversation show today, followed by another song by Cathy Varner called Mas More. But that's more of a ballad kind of song. Now, Cathy is also going to be part of my WOA summer tour later this year. So stick around and tune into this interview today to get more information on that. Number five is Forever by Albert Alfonso. Another cool song. This one's got more of an urban sort of feel. I really, really like this. And last but not least, I've got You, Me, and The Ocean. Now, this is by a UK-based band called Wounded Spirit, and they're talking about the ocean, but I believe that they're based in Birmingham, so there's no ocean real close by there, but yeah, so it's cool, but very cool song again. It's got a bit of that The Killers vibe, you know, so tell me what you think about all these fantastic certified indie songs that we've chosen for this week, for this episode, I should say. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope everyone's keeping safe. Fingers crossed we all get to catch up on live concerts and the WOA summer tour coming up soon. And also, if you get the chance, please follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Just look for Oliver Sean, one word, at Oliver Sean, and join me and my band for our garage sessions. We're having some serious fun, and we're taking requests and everything. So, you know, I hope to see you guys on my garage sessions. All right, Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Lonely, way too much time to get to know the other you. When the ship you're on is sinking, it can change your stinking thinking. Now it's time we all seek out another point of view. Now we all know we learned that life is short, but ooh, it's so, so sweet. I'm gonna hug each and every person I'm gonna meet. Oh, yeah, we're gonna do. As cool as we can be, until we all can be together, then we're gonna have a party.
We're gonna have a party when the whole thing's over.
When it's all over,
we'll dance together. I can't wait. The world is gonna celebrate.
We're gonna celebrate.
We're gonna have a party when the whole thing's over.
When it's all over,
you'll know when everything's okay. From the love we're gonna share that day,
it's no surprise. Find a figure now we're only human. We should be fine if we just do the things we need to do with the right consideration. We can save our generation.
Oh, yeah.
We put a man on the moon. We should have this worked out soon.
We learned that life is short, but ooh, it's so, so sweet.
I got a whole book full of people I wanna meet. You heard right.
We're gonna do anything we gotta do to make it better.
We gotta stay as cool as we can be until we all can be together.
Oh,
Special guest, and she's my dear friend, all the way from the south of France. It's Kathy Varner. Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Oliver. I'm fine. And you? It's a real pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. I hope you're safe and you're taking care of yourself during this COVID-19.
Yes, I'm safe. Don't worry. It's perfect. But sometimes it's a little bit difficult when you have two teenagers at home with works, school works.
And
it's very, very hard and very difficult. Sometimes I'm put out my hair, you know?
You pull your hair out is what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. Cool. So, Kathy... tell us about are you working on any new music? Are you working on a new album or a new single? Because your last single, your last album was on the Billboard charts. You came in at number 9 on the traditional jazz charts and number 15 on the contemporary Billboard jazz charts. This is big news for an independent artist, and congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. It's really amazing. It's fabulous. Incredible. But I'm very, very proud to be introduced in the charts, American charts.
Yeah. And this is not it's not just American charts. It's Billboard is like international.
Yes,
you know?
Billboard.
It's amazing. And also, you were number one on the iTunes jazz charts, which is huge.
I don't know when it's possible because it's incredible for me. For a French artist, it's extraordinary news.
And also, but you must understand the reason you hit the Billboard charts and number one in America and all that is because your album is fantastic. And I must tell everybody, Kathy, what is the album called? The album name?
It's
Jazz in Love.
Jazz in Love.
That's it. That's
I'm sorry.
Yes, it's Jazz in Love. Folks, so if you get a chance, please go download Jazz in Love. I must tell you that it's one of the finest jazz albums I've heard. And this is coming from an independent artist, you know. So for them to compete with Louis Armstrong and, name all these artists. And Kathy was with them with her full album, not just one song, but the entire album. So once again, congratulations, Kathy. But tell me more. Tell me, are you working on some new music? Because now that you've hit the Billboard charts and number one on iTunes, people are waiting to hear your new songs now.
I worked on my new compositions.
Okay.
And the songs that I will record live for Italian television in Rome in October.
Okay. Okay, and what songs are these? Are these your old songs or are they new songs?
New songs.
Oh,
the
wow.
New songs, yes, that I must record in as soon as the recording studio reopen.
Right, okay. Also, Kathy, your music, even though you hit the jazz charts, it's very pop as well. So I must tell people that, your music is more pop, so it's not just like hardcore jazz.
More,
I think it's more jazz pop, correct?
Yes, correct.
And so your new songs, are they more pop oriented, or are you going more like traditional jazz or something like this?
I think it's various style of music, but I include in this album a song that I composed and with Clark Ford, an American songwriter. And the name of this song is Il ne restera plus qu'un parfum.
What does that mean?
There will only be one perfume left.
Oh, wow. One perfume.
It's a perfume.
So why?
A fragrance,
fragrance. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So tell me more about this. What is the, how did you get this idea?
I heard this song in the sight of my friends Claude Ford, in an American version.
All right.
And I asked to him to make the cover French. Cover French, version. And he said yes, and we write the French song and the composition together.
Oh, that's great. By the way, folks, Clark Ford is another artist that has worked with WOA. We've played Clark's music on our show. And Clark has also been interviewed on another show that works closely with me in Australia. And a friend of mine called Susie Ford interviewed Clark. Clark Ford. Susie Ford interviewed Clark Ford. Same last names. and after working with us, Clark also hit iTunes charts in America. Again, an independent artist that supported by WOA. And we're very proud to be one of the few agencies or companies that can actually take artists who are really good, independent artists, who people have not heard, and we take them to the world, and then the world actually gets to know these amazing artists like Clark Ford, but more importantly, like Kathy Varner.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And tell me more about this Italian TV show that you're doing.
Yeah, I go to Rome in October.
Yes.
To sing in live six songs.
Wow.
Two songs of mine and of my composition.
Yes.
New songs.
Okay.
And four covers.
Four covers, okay.
Four covers. One song, American song, My Man, the version of Barbra Streisand in the comedy musical Funny Girl. And the other song in English is This Is My Life, the version of Shirley Bassey.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, you know what? I must tell you, Kathy, your English has gotten much better, you know.
You know?
Have you been practicing?
It's better, but I try.
Have you been practicing?
Yeah, it's your influence. You know?
Okay, well, you know what? That's great. I'll take it. I'll take that compliment. Fantastic.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
Okay, another good news we've got, and I'm really happy about, is that Kathy is scheduled to be part of the WOA Summer Tour Part two, you know, the second summer tour we're having in England. Now, the dates are supposed to be middle of August, and our fingers are crossed that it stays the same date. It might be postponed by maybe 1 or 2 weeks, you know, just because of the virus. But we're definitely having the WOA summer tour. So, Kathy, tell me, what songs are you planning to do on the summer tour with me?
I don't plan this now.
Oh, you don't plan it now? Okay, good.
But I've prepared the song list for you.
Excellent.
To play together with your musician during the summer tour.
Excellent. And I'm also hoping you're going to jam with me on stage with one of, a song that you and I can do together.
Oh, many songs. Let It Be, Beatles.
Yes. There's one song.
Stand by Me.
I was about to say Stand By Me, because every time I have a tour, you know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. You know, I always call the musicians who are there, who are performing with me, I call them on stage, and we always do Stand By Me.
So
this will be really good to have you maybe sing one of the verses in French.
In French. I don't know if lyrics and French lyrics existing. I don't know.
No, you can make your own. You can make your own.
Do you want?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I write the French song.
No, just one verse.
For the French lyrics.
Yeah, just one verse. Make it in French.
Why not?
Yeah, and then you can sing that part, and I think people will love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I will try to do this.
Super, because I have a cousin, she's a singer, and every time, you know, when she sings this song, when I call her on stage, she sings it in Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, why not...
Te quiero mucho.
Sí. And why not we mix it with French now? It'll be wonderful.
It's a good idea.
Something for you to do now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll work on it.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, I must tell you a story before you go. You know, I studied French for 5 years in college and school.
Yeah,
5 years.
Yeah. It's the same for me. Yeah. English, 5 years.
And I can't speak a word. I can't speak a word.
Yeah, it's the same for me, yeah. But you are more young than me. Me, it's long ago.
But what I want to say is the reason I passed my test, you know, in French for these 5 years, the reason I got through it is because I speak Portuguese. And then some of the words, you know, I can associate it with. So I can understand some of the things you say.
Yeah.
But I can't talk it, you know. So
I understand. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody to love.
Okay, Kathy, she's going to sing that song on our summer tour, guys. So please be there for the shows. We're going to be having 4 or 5 shows across England very, very soon, as soon as this coronavirus is gone. And Kathy Varner is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Richard Kruger from America is coming down. Damien Wiles from Texas. Richard Kruger from Chicago. Kathy Varner from the south of France. And the Oliver Sean Band from the UK.
I'm very excited and impatient to come.
Oh,
I'm
impatient. Impatient, yes, I know. Me too,
impatient.
Me too. So, Kathy, before you go, can you tell everybody where they can find you online? Your website, Facebook, Twitter, everything.
Every social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I have two websites, varnaport.com and kathyvarner.fr.
Okay, let me just say that again so our listeners can understand. So the one website is kathyvarner.fr. kathyvarner.fr, which is FR is for France. So kathyvarner.fr is your personal site. And you have another website called Varna Prod, like Varna Productions.
Absolutely.
VarnaProd.com.
Absolutely, it's
correct.
True.
Okay.
Correct.
And if people go there, they can go to all your social media, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And in the website, VarnaProd.com, they can listen to my music, all my music.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Excellent. All right,
okay.
Kathy. Thank you for being on the show. And so good to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Thank you too, and many, many kisses to your mom.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell mom that. I'll tell her.
Okay.
She'll be very happy.
And the caress to Blue, huh?
Oh, yes.
For Blue.
Thank you. I'll give Blue a hug from you.
Thank you. Patrice, send you many, many kisses too.
I was about to say, please say hello and give my regards to Patrice. And,
perfect.
Guys, you know, just to let my listeners know, I met Kathy and Patrice for the first time properly. I mean, we knew each other, but we met in person during MIDEM last year in Cannes.
And absolutely.
And we had such a great time. You know, it was an immediate connection. When some people meet and you feel like you know them for forever, even though you've never met them, that is a real special connection. And I'm glad to say that I have that with Kathy and Patrice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. It's the same for us too.
Great. All right, Kathy. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon and take care.
Thank you. Be safe and take care too. And many, many kisses for all the people, all the listeners in England and all around the world.
Great. Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Oliver. Bye-bye.
Même si moi, je n'ai pas vu belle cité de Shambhala, où les âmes se mettent nues au royaume d'Himalaya, le triomphe de la lumière, de l'énergie sur la matière. Même si j'ai manqué l'acropole, les pyramides de Gizeh, murailles de Chine qui somnolent, et de Taj Mahal le palais, où l'écho à Capella, l'amour d'un roi dans l'au-delà. Mais moi, je me danseuse à Olympie ou les jardins de Babylone. Même le phare d'Alexandrie ou de Petra, belle colonne, Colosse de Rhodes au flambeau, Christ de Rio de Janeiro. Et même si le nombre qui croit grossit de nos petits matins, près de ces ombres qui s'assoient, aussi de larmes, cœur témoin, je serai toujours de l'amour que tu m'as donné chaque jour. Mais moi, je me fous de mourir demain, brûlant tout mon livre, mon chemin, pour toi, pour toi. Je me fous de mourir demain, brûlant tout mon livre, mon chemin, pour toi, pour toi.
Is always smiling.
We roll, we roll, we don't, we don't, we don't. stay forever number one.